Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, Road Trippin' fans, Homage t-shirts are as ferocious as the dunks or bangouts Richard and Channing throw down from time to time, and their softness can't even be matched. Homage has been turning back the clock with throwback tees for years. From the NBA to the Ultimate Warrior, you know, the tee that LeBron wore on the plane after leading the Cavs to its first title the city had seen in over 50 years. Well, Homage tells the stories of triumph, individualism, and hustle, preserving the old school and creating new legacies. Go to homage.com, that's H-O-M-A-G-E, and pay homage with your favorite tee. Be sure to check out the NBA Jam tees and one exclusively made for me and you. Better yet, three other tees designed specific to the Road Trippin' fam you'll want to check out. We're road tripping at homage.com. Welcome into another edition of Road Trippin' Richard versus Channing. I'm your host, Allie Clifton, and on this edition, it literally is like a Denver Nuggets takeover. Trey Lyles, Richard's suggested guest, joins from the jump along with Mason and Allie, but a cameo towards the end brings along the man who said he didn't really like Road Trippin'. Remember who that was? Yeah, the one and only Paul Millsap. So quite the fun as the crew dives into everything NCAA tournament, as this episode was recorded at the start of the tournament, which coincided with the Nuggets beginning their most recent two-week road trip. But we also get a chance to learn a little bit about what I would say each and every one who join in for the latest episode, episode 76. So with that said, let's get right to it. Richard, it's all yours.
Thanks, Allie.
Here we go. Now everybody wants to laugh and joke and talk.
This was a
Well, this is the what?
So let's kick it off.
Yeah, let's kick it off with Trey Lyles. Here we go.
Trey Lyles.
Mace has his toes out.
His Duke shoes on.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever seen what a size 18 foot, 19 foot toe look like, but looks eerily,
RJ staring straight
looks
at it.
Eerily similar to tarantula legs. That's what it looks like.
All I know is these Duke slides are meaningful because we're still in the tournament in Arizona.
Yeah, they're literally.
Let's get on it early.
Literally 58 teams still in the tournament.
Kentucky's still in too.
There's 58 teams still in the tournament.
I have both of you going far.
Arizona's
going.
Oh, I know. It's so sad. You know, what's amazing is
that you were talking trash about your guys' big man last night on the bench.
He is the best player in college basketball.
I've never seen him play,
you're going to see plenty of him. I'm going to stick around the league just one time, and so when you switch that 4-5 switch, it's going to be a straight bucket.
That's all amazing. Basket.
Back to the matter at hand, we're having a debate in the locker room on top national college basketball programs.
Kentucky's number one, of course.
And we did not have Arizona in our top 10.
Surprise! That is
surprising, given that our legacy is so deep and so strong.
Duke, Kentucky.
Leading the debate was Paul Millsap.
Yeah, so we had Memphis and Louisiana Lafayette Tech Women's College arguing about the top 10 programs. Now, for instance, just to give you guys a little bit of a heads up, someone referenced to me, he's like, hey, another 4C went down. I was like, who? Like, Wichita State. And I was like, no one gives a shit when Wichita State loses a game. I was shocker. Like, Arizona, shocker. You know what I'm saying? But, oh, yeah, pun intended, go Shockers.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. God, you're an idiot.
Oh, can I just say, all right, quick tangent. There are these things called pun-offs, and if anybody knows where they're going on, I got to go to one. It's like a improv thing, but people get up on stage and they have a pun-off.
Wait, so what do you do? What's so crazy is I can't understand why people don't like Duke athletes.
That statement right there.
That statement right there. If there's anyone knows of these underground pun-offs, right? They're really big. Yeah, they're really, really amazing.
Yeah. I saw a clip of one, and it was very funny. So.
Oh, yeah.
How is Hamilton, by the way? You like that?
Oh, thank you. Great question, Allie.
Hamilton what?
Hamilton, which is a top Broadway play touring the nation right now, Trey, is amazing. And it's a history lesson, and it just let me know how much I didn't know about our founding fathers and Alexander Hamilton. So it was actually, no, in all seriousness, it was a great play. The tickets are, like, hard as hell to get.
Yeah, I heard they were impossible.
I had a really good friend take me. But
now here comes the elitist Duke shit.
If you go to
this play,
you dumbass, it's all blacks.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was. I thought you said founding fathers. I'm like, shit.
Trey, well, no, that's
Trey, Trey's like, too, were there any blacks in this place? Like, Trey, it's all blacks.
Well,
like, that's
me what I was too, like, because I think Thomas Jefferson was played by a black guy. Like,
not everyone
what's the
is
opposite
played
of whitewashing.
Oh my God! Don't because
that's
we,
what
I'm gonna have
complain
to
complain about. Like, I know, like, Death Note came out on Netflix, and everybody's like, "Oh, they made it all white people," and I guess it was supposed to be Asian. Well, like, Hamilton's like the opposite of that. We gotta have a term for it.
No, we can't. No, don't do it. That's not where you want to go. It's
I thought the play was great. I'm not complaining about.
No,
it.
No. But don't add a term to it. Right, like, don't
feel like I'm setting myself it's up like, to say it's, something wrong
here. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to help same you here out. It's like, you know, like, this is not one of those times to be like, I don't understand why Black Panther didn't have more white people in it. It's like, I don't get it.
No,
it's
no,
like,
this is no. I'm just looking for the opposite term of whitewashing.
There
that's
is there
I
is there
for
honestly
blackwashing.
Don't do that, Trey. Don't
no,
do that.
Suggestions.
This is what I'm gonna say about the whitewashing term, right? It's like,
yeah,
what, what's the opposite of like what of slavery? Is it like empowerment? No. The thing about it is that
empowerment. That's a good one.
What are you doing? Mace is wearing some. Mace has the Weston robe on.
Is your robe?
No, but he's walking
but this
around.
This is my
like
robe. Don't worry.
Okay. Enough of Mason and his whitewashing problem and wondering what's the term for when it's all black.
Hamilton's
people.
A great play. Go see it. That was the point of that.
I just picked something up. There. Trey Lyles.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? No, this is, you understand that the name of this episode is Trey Lyles.
No, don't do that.
No, that's the name of
that
it.
Is
that,
what
that's
it
the
is
name of it. And whoever the guest,
all about, yeah.
Whoever the guest is, that's their name.
I'm a guest.
Well,
damn
except
right
for Malik, it was kind of Malik Beasley.
Because he doesn't talk.
Which is surprising, because Malik does talk.
Malik does talk.
Okay, wait a second. Wait, do you
he
have
stage fright.
Mic fright.
Hey,
he got the
mic
fright.
Do we have a mini bar in here? Can you check, Al, see if there's a mini bar?
I think there's a mini bar.
Because, yeah, can you check and see if my... What do you drink?
I don't drink during the season.
Oh, okay. Let's stop lying. What do you drink?
I don't drink during the season.
Oh, my God.
The Silvercast.
This is like... The only reason why is so you don't sound like a mouse church while we're doing this interview. There you go. Loosen up.
We can have Alan do and get the same effect.
Shut up, Mace. My God.
I don't know about that.
It's such a Duke statement. I don't need to be inebriated to have a good time. Yeah, but it's so much more fun than you are. You know, it's like, man. No. So, Trey, what's going on, man?
You've asked me this twice.
Because you haven't answered
nothing
it yet.
Nothing is
nothing
going on. Just chilling.
Just chilling.
In Memphis. Not much to do.
Kentucky still in?
Yeah.
It would have been your senior night tonight.
A couple weeks ago, but yes.
Oh, my gosh. This year, excuse me.
We have Toronto on this trip. Are you excited to go back?
Not from Toronto.
No, I know.
Where are you from?
Yeah, yeah.
You're Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. I can't even say it.
Where are you from?
I'm from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon. S-A-S-K-A-T-O-O-N.
And I apologize. How could anyone ever get that wrong?
I'm just making sure you get it right.
Saskatoon.
Okay. That was wrong.
No, no. Saskatoon. No, one more time. One more time. I'm not
Saskatoon. Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. There you go, Allie.
Saskatchewan.
I actually didn't know you were 100%. From there.
I was trying to you're so you're so he's from that Saskatchewan, Szechuan.
He does this all the time.
Szechuan. What was it like growing up on the mean streets of Saskatchewan? What's it like growing up on the mean streets?
I knew this is where I was headed, Trey. Like, so I just wanted to.
Do you guys have streets in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, there's a lot of streets.
Yes,
a lot of streets.
A lot of hockey.
How's your hockey game?
I'm pretty good.
You are?
Yeah.
You're a big boy to be on some skates.
Yes. Goalie.
Well, Ford. Whose son is the
Popeye's son?
Popeye's son.
Yeah, he plays for Nashville.
Yeah.
Popeye Jones.
But his son's big. He's like a six.
Yeah. Well Popeye's. The word was it that he started playing when Popeye played for the Nuggets or coached for the Nuggets. So his kids got into it and he just loved it. Yeah. Do you have a similar love for hockey?
Is this a serious question? I can't. I like watching it, like playing NHL and stuff.
You wore the hockey jersey last night to the game, no?
Yeah, I brought a couple for this trip too.
Wait. Yeah, so you are a hockey fan?
Yeah, you can say that.
Who is your team? Does Saskatchewan, Szechuan have a team?
They don't have a professional team.
Not yet. Let's fingers crossed.
They probably won't have one. They have a CFL team, football league. Canadian football league.
Crickets.
Some people know it. Okay,
but I'm saying, so what's your team? Who's your team you follow?
I don't really have a team that I follow. I go to the Rapid, or not the Rapids, but the Avalanche games.
You're the Avalanche game, so the Avalanche is your team?
Sure.
You're really passionate
about
this.
I watch it on TV. I just go to the games when they have them.
They're fun games.
Yeah, they're cool.
But you moved to Indianapolis, correct? Pretty early on?
Yeah, I was seven.
What part of Indianapolis?
I was going to say it's here in Indiana, boys, right here.
No, he's from outskirts. I'm from downtown.
Awesome.
I never claimed to be from downtown. Don't worry.
No one ever claims
I'm
that.
Actually, closer to Amish Acres than.
What are the downtown. Amish Acres?
It's like there's this place called Napanee, Indiana, and
Napanee. Wow.
It's almost like Szechuan. It's almost like where you're from.
No. Warsaw, right?
Yeah, I'm in Warsaw. Winona Lake.
Is that very? Have you ever seen Kingpin?
Yeah. So it's very similar because you'll be driving if you go on the highway and all of a sudden you'll see like horse and buggies everywhere and you'll have to like drive by them.
Amish people make those amazing heaters. How do they do that? They make these heaters, right? Have you ever seen that on the USA Today? They're all the advertising. Am I the only asshole that's seen these things?
I've seen them.
I think so.
Yeah, USA Today.
No, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No, none of us have seen it.
So
they make this like space heater that's supposedly like amazing, right?
They can use electricity.
And I don't. That's what I don't understand. I think it was like Amish technology. I don't get it.
I'll have to check that out.
Someone Google this. Someone back me up on this.
I have a question for Trey. So you're from Indianapolis.
Why you guys keep asking me questions?
Because it's Trey Lyles. The name of the thing will be Trey Lyles.
Okay, all right.
We're not happy about it because our
Richard,
numbers are going to be down.
Richard, stop.
But it's still going to say Trey Lyles.
Me up with all this UK love out here.
Hey, so when you're in Kentucky, did you guys play at Indiana or at Kentucky?
We didn't play Indiana.
You didn't play them.
Yeah, they stopped playing them like 2 years before.
Haven't you noticed like all the players from Indiana high school basketball still thinks it's like the best basketball?
Still probably is. It's up there.
He was Mr. Indiana.
It's like Texas
too.
And football.
You were Mr. Indiana,
but they killed it.
Mr. Basketball. That's adorable.
That's
congratulations, man. That's awesome. Who was second?
I don't know.
No, you know who was
James
second.
Blackman or Trayvon Blue.
No, I know this is from talking to your dad, but I thought an interesting story because you were committed to IU.
Let's not get into this.
No, let's talk about this. Please,
They kill guys that go out of state.
Oh, they do.
Mr. Basketball. But he still got Mr. Basketball after that. Yeah, so that's
which
talking
is
about
very
how good
hard
he was.
To do.
Yeah, exactly.
Politics are crazy.
So what happened? Why did you commit to IU? Why did you back out?
To get Mr. Basketball.
I decommitted because I didn't like the coaching staff. And
who was the coaching staff then?
Tom Crean.
Yeah, I can see how you wouldn't like him. I think he just signed. He's about to sign on and be the coach of Georgia.
Six-year deal with
to Georgia. Be at Georgia.
Yeah.
So, hey, Georgia, just FYI, I just want to give you guys a heads up. He's going to have trouble recruiting his home state. Wait, is that
no,
not
it's
true?
No, not his home state.
No, I'm saying his home state is where the school is. Where the school is. Oh, so Georgia is his home, and then...
Okay, I got you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. God, keep up,
six
kid.
Months,
keep
six
up.
Months,
keep
six
up.
Months, 6 months.
So you were committed to them for how long?
2.5 years.
You were committed to Indiana? Wait, what?
I decommitted my junior year, yeah.
How did, like, I don't understand. Did like, the check stop clearing? Like, what happened?
No, I just didn't. I just, you know...
You felt? Did you feel like this, like local pressure? Or they were the first ones to offer your scholarship at like 9.
Yeah, I was young and I committed when I was in like 8th grade and my 8th grade year. Yeah.
How big were you then?
I was like 6'8".
You were 6'8" and you committed to Indiana.
Yeah.
And then you were like, you know what?
Yeah,
I kind of want to go. I kind of want to go on some trips.
And then I was like, I kind of want to go to the NBA. So
yeah, no, don't go to Indiana if you want to do that.
Kentucky. Yeah. Yeah. So.
What was that whole high school experience like, though, for you? Because you...
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. Because you didn't go to the high school that you were expected to go to, correct?
Yeah, I went to...
How many years are they recruiting you?
Who?
All these high schools. What's going on?
No, I went to downtown high school, like I was saying, in the inner city.
Which one?
Kind of. Indianapolis Tech.
Indy Tech, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Shout out to my boy, Jay Gardner, North Central.
He actually tried to get the head coaching job at my school after my freshman year. Yeah,
he's trying to ride that Trey Lyles wave, huh? Did you ever play against Gary?
Nah, he was. They didn't play us. We played them the year after he left.
Did you ever play Warsaw?
No, hell no.
why hell no?
Wait, so you were in high school at the same time as Gary? So he was a senior year. What?
I was a sophomore.
You were a sophomore his senior year.
Yeah.
Was he getting buckets? He says he was nice.
Yeah, he was nice. He was always on the news and stuff.
Who was Mr. Basketball that year, his senior year?
He won it.
He won Mr. Basketball? We got two Mr. Basketball Indianas?
And Mr. Michigan.
No wonder we're out the playoffs. Yeah. Shit. got all these Indiana kids going on right now. Oh, we're going to make the playoffs. Relax. I just like talking shit to y'all. Yeah. We need more Arizona people. I'm telling you, that's the key. We need more Arizona people. I look at Golden State Warriors. Look at the Cavs. You know, they won the championship when they got me and Channing there. Added the Arizona group.
God, here you go.
You know, Dad Derek Williams went to the finals. I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at those two teams, there was literally one Duke person.
Let's go back to your championship run. Who made some big plays that you guys signed right at the end of the season in game? Was it game six?
Kyrie Irving.
Well, he was good.
He was good.
He's all right. He had a couple shots.
He's all right.
Dante Jones.
Dante's my guy. Dante's my guy. Dante's funny, man.
He went to
Duke. Well, no, not really. He went to Rutgers.
No,
and then
really. He really went to Duke.
He went to Rutgers. He's a Jersey boy. And then after he did that, he decided he wanted to go play for
$100 if anybody can spell Krzyzewski.
No one wants to spell Krzyzewski.
K-R-Z-Y-Z-E-W-S-K-I.
God, what a...
Oh, come on.
Gosh, that's what I'm saying.
Doing the most on that one.
That's doing way too much, right? How you doing over here, Trey?
Good, man. Damn.
How was Kentucky?
It was great. I loved it.
Who was your roommate?
Carl Towns.
Like trying to set these up right.
I know, that's what I'm saying. How was it, man?
It was great.
It was?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Tell us a story.
About what?
College.
I didn't really do too much, you know.
Did you keep going to class after the first semester?
Yes, I did. Everybody thinks that we didn't, but I did. I don't know about everybody else. But
yeah, because that's where all the girls were.
No, I had a girlfriend.
Ew. Why'd you like
next
what?
Subject? Next subject. Next subject. She's probably gonna listen to this and then go text me like, "What the fuck?"
No, what the fuck? Why'd you have a girlfriend in college? Oh, what man. A dummy! Gosh,
help me focus. You know,
for what? You were the 9-time Mr. Basketball starting in 8th grade. Like, what did you need to focus on?
I don't know.
Was it one of those things where she did your homework for you?
No.
I had a lot of boys get that kind of a girlfriend.
No, I wish.
Did you have anybody do your homework for Mace?
No,
Mace.
I did my homework.
Mace, gosh. Like, Mace, this is the thing. This is the thing about you, Mace.
Mace went to prep school. So
I know. Well, he was 19 when he showed up as a freshman.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't lie, Mace.
What was your favorite class, Mace?
Yeah, I graduated at 23.
No, 22. I graduated at 22.
Wow. College. I graduated high school at 17.
I graduated at 18.
Your parents wanted you out of the house.
Yeah, probably. They wanted me to go be that breadwinner. So you play with Devin Booker, right?
Devin Booker, Carl Towns, Willie Cauley-Stein, Harrison Twins, Tyler Ulis.
Who'd you guys get knocked out by?
Everybody wants a name drop. What'd you say?
Who'd you guys get knocked out by in the tournament?
Wisconsin.
Yeah,
swing off me
sick. It's yeah.
Was Decker on that team at that point?
Yeah.
Were you guys in the Final Four?
Yeah, in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I lost Wisconsin once. They are some shit. They beat Arizona in the eight. They beat Arizona in the eight. Arizona would whip that ass, so it wouldn't really matter. Either one. Trey, it's really fun pulling stuff out of you. Do you like?
Why is it fun?
I'm lying. I'm 100% lying. Like, you're right. Yeah.
What do you think of RJ? We can switch it up. What's RJ like?
RJ's an interesting character. He got one shoe on right now and one shoe off.
I gotta let the left bunion breathe.
Yeah, see, it's shit like that he says is kind of weird.
Yeah, it is.
He's a talker, that's for sure. Keeps everybody entertained.
I try and keep things entertaining because obviously our team has so much personality. You know, it's the least I can do. Trey, what do I yell at you about all the time?
Getting rebounds.
How many rebounds did you have last game?
Three.
That's some trash.
I mean, 9-3 in like 11 minutes is cool.
It's cool. It's not the worst. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mace does shit like that in like 26 minutes.
Damn. I can't say nothing. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm
trying to remember the last time I got 26
minutes. Oh, jeez. So you got drafted by Utah. Then you.
Unfortunately. I said fortunately.
Oh, why was it fortunately?
No, I said unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah.
You really wanted to come to Denver, didn't you?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And then they liked
you. I worked out here in Denver, and I liked it there a lot.
What was it about Denver at that point?
I don't know. I just liked the whole city.
Let's not talk about the positive shit. Yeah, let's talk about why you didn't want to go to Utah.
I don't know. I just didn't like
it. You didn't like it.
I mean,
it didn't work.
You go to Utah. You've been in Utah. What do you think about Utah?
I like playing in Utah.
Let's be honest.
I really did. I liked playing in Utah.
Who's your coach, man?
I had Tyrone Corbin.
Okay, so y'all didn't practice. Y'all didn't do nothing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So we had practice every day.
Yeah, practice every day. Sorry for making you work hard. Sorry. Is that
3-hour practice every day?
Yeah.
I thought I was in Kentucky again.
Well, what's wrong with working hard, Trey?
No, I didn't say nothing about working hard. Three-hour practice. Come on now.
But they were
game 70, 3-hour practice.
You guys made it to the playoffs, right?
I'm talking about my first year.
Oh, but you guys almost made it to the playoffs.
Yeah, almost did. Yeah.
What happened?
It wasn't that bad.
Tell us about that year, your rookie year when you almost made it to the playoffs. Tell us about game 82.
Oh, Kobe scored 60 on us.
Kobe scored 60 on you?
Yeah. On us, not you.
Wait, but weren't you guarding him?
I guarded him the last possession.
On the last possession?
It wasn't really like one-on-one. I was kind of coming over to help, kind of contested the shot a little bit. He made it.
One of those lack of communication.
Did you have him like sign anything for you? Nah, like on the way?
No, I wasn't one of them guys.
But afterwards, you regretted it?
No.
Now do you regret it?
No. For what?
Cause you're like Kobe is like
I am, but I'm
you're okay. So MJ, Kobe, or Bron?
Kobe. I just grew up watching Kobe though. That's all.
You didn't grow up watching Bron. He's been in the league 13 years.
I know, but I grew up watching Kobe. So would before Bron be for LeBron. You?
What?
MJ, Kobe, Bron.
God no, Kobe no. It's like MJ, Bron, close second. Jerry West. Jared Dudley, then Kobe. Dudley. Wow. Yeah, you actually have a striking resemblance to Jared Dudley, but only
you got a
but only
same skin
but only physically. No, we can't. No, Jared's my guy. I'm not going to talk shit because last time we mentioned the Suns on here, there was a bit of a scuffle.
You don't have to play
not like the one they had with Utah the other night.
Yeah,
Man, honestly,
haymakers.
You know what it is. It's not so much that I miss like scoring points or dunking on people. That's fun, but I've done that most of my life. I just miss getting into scuffles. I just miss getting into those NBA scuffles. Those are so much fun, and nothing ever happens. No one else finds those things enjoyable.
Yeah, they are a little enjoyable.
Remember when you like made out with Channing?
No, Channing tried to headbutt me like
seven You hit times. Channing in his nuts twice.
I didn't. I went to sweep through, and he was too close.
Channing was like, "Dog." He told you multiple times.
Clearing space.
Okay, what happened?
I was clearing space. Trey. I went down. I swung through. If we had a video, you guys could
see the motion. Oh, we're going to get the video of this.
You can see the motion. I've got this. I went to swing through, and he got too close, and he...
But you can't...
If I'd have hit him in his nuts, he would have got up that fast.
But I'm saying, though, is like that's like a gray area that we just don't go as players.
What you mean?
Like
I wasn't trying to do it.
I'm not saying you were like aiming for his nuts, but you were like, oh, I'm going to get you back off of me. I'm going to swing through your midsection.
Yeah, I mean, do you want me to go swing through his head?
I would prefer getting hit in the head than getting hit in the nuts.
I was on a little streak. I had hit like three threes. Y'all was probably shitty at me. I was getting buckets in the fourth, and you know, you guys.
I'm gonna be really honest. I didn't even. I was like, who is this light skinned kid?
Yeah, because I was. Yeah.
I'm not saying it from like a oh wow he's killing it. I'm saying like why is he out here starting shit?
I wouldn't start nothing. I turned to walk around and Channing headbutted me in the head.
Headbutted you in the head? Where else?
I got video.
Yeah, I got the video of it too.
He headbutted me. I wasn't about to just let him headbutt me. I ain't no hoe out here. No pun intended.
I'd beg it. Come different. On. Sit down. No. Mace, how you doing over there, bud?
Good.
Mace, who have you gotten in a tussle with recently?
Most recently, it seems like every year I play against Tyson Chandler, something happens. Mm-hmm. Even when I was in Portland, not when I was in Brooklyn, but yeah, that's the guy, I guess.
Real cool story. Really cool story, Hansel. So, you haven't been in many tussles?
No.
Yeah, it looked like you were about to get into a tussle with Isaiah Thomas.
It looked like that for a second there.
It did. And then Isaiah looked up at you and was like, yo, look, stop starting shit. You really didn't get into anything?
Nah. I think that the funniest one to me was when I was playing with KG, he got into it with Dwight. And we had both security guards trying to hold back KG, but they said he was in the locker room. And they blocked off their two exits, and they had to put a guard at each exit because he kept trying to get out of the door to go over to their locker room.
Who, KG?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think him and Dwight are in different weight classes.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that one would go over.
What about your scuffles?
My scuffles?
Never seen any.
I've had them over the years.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I've talked about it on here. I got into a fight with Kenny Martin. When he was my teammate, which Sweet. Led to a black eye for one of our other teammates, which is kind of random. No, man, I haven't, you know what's crazy about me is like I really don't speak unless spoken to.
So you just let it go?
No, I just like, I talk more shit. I only talk shit to my teammates. Like I spend more time talking shit to y'all during the game, even when I actually did play. I spend more time talking trash to y'all. Like if Mason were to miss a free throw, I'd walk up to him and be like, hey, good shot, stop point shaving. And then like go back to doing what I was doing. Like I don't ever really say shit to the other team. That's not kind of my thing. Like some people like to do that. Like KG liked to do that. Kobe liked to do that.
Right.
Like to just get the other team like riled up and going. Mm-hmm. That wasn't really my shit. Mm. You know, Mace.
I was gonna say I would be in more scuffles. It seems like the last 2 years I just keep getting hit in the balls and I'll be like on the deck for a while, so I can't even really get up.
You weren't here last year.
Neither of you guys were here last year.
So you keep getting Trey Lyled.
I got hit so hard last year. I think I was on the ground for 3 minutes. You remember that?
I do.
That's bad.
They kept doing replays up of it on Jumbotron.
I'm just going to say that there was two times that it happened with you and Channing. There was it wasn't just the one.
It was one time.
Nah, there was one time. No, because Channing came back to the bench and was like, yo, if this light-skinned, balding, receding hairline
my shit wasn't that bad last year.
What is it?
First year.
How's the hair looking this year?
It's all right, you know.
One of my favorite pastimes, because I've been bald pretty much my entire life since I came out of the womb, is to like when I see people and their hair start to get thin, oh, I give them so much shit. It's like, oh, you bald. I was like, yeah, but you're on your way.
I'm not really worried about it.
You're not? Because I don't know. I feel like, I'm going to be really honest. What's your hat size?
I don't know. I wear hats.
You do?
I don't wear hats.
Dad hats. Yeah. I feel like that's what I'm saying. I just feel like.
What is your hat size?
Remember when you said when I was talking about your forehead? You said my forehead. That's what I'm saying. I can take that. I can take that joke.
Okay.
So I don't understand why you get so sensitive.
I don't get sensitive.
It sounds like you're getting sensitive.
No, I'm good.
Allie, so let's talk more about Trey and being from Szechuan, Canada.
Saskatchewan.
There you go.
Did you always play basketball growing up?
No, I played
growing up. I played hockey and baseball, and I played basketball when I moved to Indiana.
Was it your dad?
Yeah.
What'd your dad play? Your dad played basketball, or
he played basketball.
Uh huh.
Yeah, played in CBA.
Oh, he did? I did not know that.
Yeah.
The old CBA, huh?
Saskatchewan Storm.
Wait. So the CBA. So so he played in Canada.
Yeah, he played. He played a couple years for the Pacers. He said in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And he went up to the CBA, and then he went overseas, and then he just stopped playing.
And that's where your Canadian roots came from.
Yeah.
Do you have dual citizenship?
Yeah.
Where were you born? You got two. My boys got two passports, but from they're England, so they're like cool country. So it's like two cool country passports, not like Canada.
Canada's cool.
Yeah, it's not like
the real and the generic.
What?
I said not like the real and the
generic. Yeah, it's like no, it's like an English and an American passport, like Canadian. That doesn't really carry a lot of clout.
Okay, right. Do you have two passports?
No.
So that means I can go some places that you can't then.
Yeah. I'm very comfortable in where I can go and where I can't go. I'm okay. Like, you could go, like, it used to be like if you were Canadian, you could go to Cuba.
Yeah.
Like, you ever been to Cuba?
No.
Do you ever
want to
go to Cuba?
We can go now as Americans.
I know. That's really, really cool. But it kind of,
I would love to go at some point.
Do you like to go to Cuba?
I would.
We should shoot down there after the Miami game.
I'm so down with that.
How many days we got?
We're in Miami. I was gonna say we're.
This is how
Miami.
We plan in the NBA.
But I think it's
We spend the night here tomorrow.
We get to Miami tomorrow at 5. Tomorrow? We spend the night here tomorrow. We get to Miami at 5 p.m. I think.
Yeah, and we have film at 7.
I think we have practice.
No, I'm being serious. Did you guys see that?
Then
we have practice at 7 to 9. Yeah, 7 to 9.
And then we play the next day, and then we leave after.
This is my theory. Let me tell. In the NBA, it's always about like give and take, right?
They knew better than to let us stay in Miami 3 nights.
No, so we play Memphis tonight, and any rational team would just be like, let's get the hell out of Memphis. Honestly, like, please, let's get out of Memphis. I feel like that's a team text if 9 of us just got it. So normally we would fly to Miami right away, get in at 2 a.m. and wake up there or whatever. So that got kiboshed, right? So that's gone. The next thing you know is on the itinerary sheet, it says we have practice. Not only are we not flying to Miami after in Memphis, when we land in Miami, we have practice, right?
Yeah.
We don't land in Miami until 4 or 5 p.m.
And it's like literally like 5 to 7 or 7 to 9.
There's nothing I love more than landing around rush hour.
But can I tell you why this practice won't happen?
Why?
Because it's all a trick. It's all a trick. See, we beat Memphis, right? Yeah. Right? This won't air. But let's say we do beat Memphis.
Yeah.
I will edit this out if we don't. If we don't. But this is what's going to happen. We're going to get there, and then they're going to cancel practice. Yeah. Right?
If we win.
When we win, Trey. When we win.
When we win.
No, that's happened so many times.
But the fact that they even put that shit on the schedule is disrespectful to us. Like the fact that they even, and it's not. I don't give a damn where it is.
What is this?
I don't care.
But what if you don't beat
70,
them?
Right?
No,
but you're gonna have practice.
But this is what I'm saying. This is my thing. 100%. I don't care if we're landing in L.A., Memphis, wherever it is. Why on earth would you land in a city at 5 o'clock and go to a practice? Like that's like we're gonna be here in Memphis. I'd rather practice in the morning here. Even if we were flying to Indiana, I'd rather practice here and then fly to Indiana and then have the rest of the day. So it's just really kind of disrespectful.
Let the record show that Indiana's not as bad as Memphis.
Not at all.
It's not far away. Up, no, it's brother. Not really. It's not. It's in the bottom third of the league.
But
Memphis. Okay, what are the 5 worst cities in the NBA, Trey?
Detroit,
fair.
Memphis,
yeah. Fair.
Milwaukee,
fair.
Okay. I actually kind of like Milwaukee.
Sack. Yeah. You like Milwaukee because it's close to Chicago. That does not count.
Well, it's true, but there's good restaurants. And
yeah. No, I liked Milwaukee. I played there.
There's a really cool museum, which you're going to give me shit for, but there is a really cool museum there.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. No, not rolling with that. Mm-hmm. Museums are not something.
Calatrava.
What? What's it called?
It's the architect's name, Calatrava. Have you seen this where it looks like it's opening up like a bird?
He went to Arizona, Allie.
What does that mean?
For the same reason you don't think the punt-offs are cool.
No one thinks the punt-offs are cool, Mace.
I will say this about... first of all, none of us have been to one. So
it's called a punt-off. I'm going to say that it's not going to be cool.
I think it would be funny.
Oh, that's cute. Of course you do.
But you know there are some NBA cities too.
I'm not saying.
I think you'd be really good at it. Too.
I'm not saying it would not be funny. What I'm just saying is that I would never say that I saw like this underground thing and not like anyone's been to a pun off. Then again, I wouldn't say, hey, what's the opposite of whitewashing? That those aren't things that would come out of my mouth, and I say some really stupid shit.
I have a question. To Trey, a lot of people like we talk about the worst cities. Mm-hmm. I don't think Utah's a great city to go and play in, but the guys that play there seem to love it.
Mm-hmm. Usually the guys that love it are older. They have families.
I really enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't have a family at the time, but I really enjoyed it.
I wonder that because we always go I'll eat at Volters or that's the Italian spot, right?
It's a great place.
They're super
really,
good.
Really good.
Yeah, it's
but other than that, I don't get excited to go to Utah, but I talk to guys who have played there and they seem to love it.
It's a real because it's very similar to Denver where it's not
similar to Denver.
No, if you would shut up and let me talk.
I'm just throwing.
No, I'm saying it's sunny.
Again, you ain't gotta say shut up and be all rude.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking with them. That's kind of our
relationship. The guest. Shut up.
See how he talks to me now. All of a sudden,
he's learning.
So it's sunny all the time in Utah, right? The fans are really, really good. You can go to a ski town very, very you can go to Park City in 45 minutes.
Yeah,
right. So from that aspect of things to go do, stuff like that. That's what I'm saying. That's the similarities that are close to Denver. That's all I was trying to say. Gotcha. Before I was rudely interrupted by big light skinned over here.
What's your favorite city outside of Indiana?
I like New York.
New York?
Yeah.
New York guy?
Yeah.
How'd you get the nickname T-Mamba?
What's your name?
Wait. Gave it to me.
What is his name?
It was a nickname when I was in high school. I kind of got rid of it as the years went on.
Teen?
As in
this I'm sorry. What are you saying?
Team, right?
T-Mamba.
T. You see my name tag that goes above my locker? It says T-Mamba.
I've never looked at your locker. Okay. I can be really, really honest.
We sat next to each other.
Your name is T-Mamba?
What's your nickname, Richard? It's not my name, but yes.
Yeah, above what your is locker. Yours, RJ?
RJ.
They asked me if I wanted a nickname, and I was just like, no, I don't want a nickname. I was just Mr. Grumpy. That's my nickname. T-Mamba,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
So you're like a mini Kobe. No?
No.
I've been seeing you wearing a lot of bronze lately.
Stop that. I stopped making jumpers.
Sneakerhead, for sure.
Oh, definitely a sneakerhead.
Definitely.
But you really think that that's why you stopped making jumpers?
What did LeBron say when he came over to our bench?
He was not happy that you had some shoes.
How do you have my shoes before I have my shoes?
How did you do that?
Plug.
Yeah, shout out to Plug. You know who you are.
You don't want to really give him a shout out?
It's me. I'm the Plug.
What do you do? Do you sit outside of sneaker stores? Shit.
No.
Who do you ask?
Rich Paul.
Your agent? That's what I'm saying. Why are you going to hide it? Ask Rich. Shout out Rich Paul. Richard Allen. We got the same first and middle name. That's my guy. Our sons both have the same first and middle name.
Wow.
He tries to copy me a lot. Mace, you're just so comfortable.
Is that your bed?
Yeah, it's just, yeah. He's over there farting in my bed, just rubbing his own skin cells and hair all in my bed.
Couldn't do that.
Yeah. So you said the five worst cities in the NBA are
Milwaukee, Detroit, Memphis. What else did
Sacramento.
I say? Sacramento. Shit. Utah could be in there.
Utah. You've really hated Utah. You hated your time in Utah.
Oh, who else?
Do you like OKC?
Yeah, OKC's in there. I was just thinking about them.
Okay, so where would you rate Indiana? Middle, third? So if you're going to talk about You're insane.
Are it's they, hard to ask me that when I that's where I live.
No, at. It's not hard because it you is. Could say because like, are you an honest person? Because honest yeah. people can just say like, no, look, I'm agree from with here.
No, because if you're from that city, you're gonna say that that's your favorite place.
That's fair, but it doesn't mean that it's real. I know it's not favorite place, but it's just like.
It's like when I go back to Indiana, it's like, damn, I get to see my boys. I know where to eat at.
Do you want
to
phrase it, what's the most beautiful city?
No, because we definitely would not include Indiana in that.
I'm saying maybe you'll get a different answer.
Yeah. that's... Allie, what do you think?
Do you think Indiana is the most beautiful city?
No, I don't.
What's the most beautiful city?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Szechuan, Canada?
No.
You start murdering this thing.
Is Szechuan is the way it's said, right?
No.
Mace.
Szechuan, Szechuan.
Szechuan, Szechuan. That's my guy. Yeah, Trey. So, man, you've had a hell of a year this year, man. A little bit of a breakout year. It's been all right. You know, people don't know is that before Paul actually fully tore his wrist in L.A., Trey had actually hurt Paul so that he could kind of start playing this year.
Did I?
Yeah. What yeah, I know. I saw it. I saw what it. It was in warm-up. Like, you, like, smacked his hand, and then he was, like, his wrist was bothering him a little bit. And then he went to the game and got it hit really hard.
Yeah.
And then when he was out, he was like, yes, finally.
Yeah,
finally.
Probably. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, that's... I don't
pass me at all.
No, no, you're shady as shit. So then all of a sudden he's gone, and you kind of ball out, man.
Do a little thing.
No, man. No, honestly, to your credit, you played well in the preseason from what I heard. I wasn't here, so I didn't care. And then Paul goes down, and you stepped up, and you played extremely well. Better than I think I thought you can play, anyone thought you could play. Maybe even better than you thought you can play.
I wouldn't say that because I'm
What was
yeah.
that all like for you, though?
Yeah.
Being able, you know, knowing that you're going to have to step up and then getting those minutes and getting them consistently.
Because you played really, really well, and that was the first time that you played a ton of minutes every single night. Am I correct?
Yeah.
No, I think it's safe to say we wouldn't be in the position we're in right now.
Yeah.
Which is a shame that we counted on you for as long as we did. But you were saying?
It's all right. You know, there's two people in here that said I played good. One has been quiet. You know, no comment over there.
No.
Hey, it's all good.
You know my
it's all good.
From training camp.
Yeah.
From training
yeah.
camp.
Yeah. No, it was.
I was an advocate from the jump.
Yeah.
It was just some fun. People are bandwagon Trey Lyles fans.
No, I really don't like Trey. Like, that's I tell funny. Every time he comes to the bench, I tell him that he's not shit, right? I'm just like,
tell anyone they are?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I don't tell Devin anything positive. I don't tell Trey anything positive.
Devin also tells you to stop talking.
Yeah, yeah. I tell Gary a lot of positive things. I tell Mace some things.
Positive? You like to get on coach.
I like to there's I feel like I try and mix in some positive things with guys. Trey, I don't say shit positive to Trey though.
Yeah.
No, because Trey will come back to the bench at 6'13" and have like 2 rebounds and 6 points. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like you
in like 3 minutes.
No, it doesn't matter the time. The dog like
and there's only like 3 missed shots.
But when you're like nine, when you got
so
when you got
realistically, yeah.
Yeah. When you got like 9 rebounds, I'm like, dog, you need one more for a double double. And then you like come in like, dude, is that enough? I had 13 rebounds enough. Is that enough? I was like, when you have 20 and 15, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you ever get 20 and 15?
No, I got 20 and 10.
Yeah. 15 wouldn't have been hard, you just gotta hit the offensive glass a little bit more.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm trying to do is motivate that's it.
I know.
You say your pops gets on you.
Yeah, you sound like my dad saying it.
Why does your dad tell you to rebound so much?
Because he says it's...
What does he say?
He says you can infect the game that way, rebounding.
I'm going to be honest. Your dad is hilarious. What was the
I
dunk?
I love your father. He's the
best. We had just played Boston.
Everybody likes my dad.
We had just played Boston. And, like, remember he had the dunk on Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
And I was talking to your dad after the game. He's like, yeah, he's like... Trey, he's like, I just want him to get meaner. I just want him to go, like, rip the screws out of the rim. Like, what? I'm like, I was like, did you watch the Boston
game? Hi, Paul. Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul. Paul, what's up, man? Come here. Come
We're
here, Paul.
We're doing a podcast. He's like,
hey, Paul, another mic. Paul,
how you doing, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
What are you doing? That's a hell of an outfit you got on. You did not come
it's
from outside.
It's almost as good as Mace's.
Look at this shit. Yo, look what he's got.
But they have great robes at the Westin.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Hey, hold on. We got our starting and backup power forward here. Hold on. Hey, Paul, take the mic.
I just came for the wine.
You just came for the wine? How'd you know there was wine here? You smell it?
Come on, here.
You know what? Right there.
It's been airing.
Yeah, this dude doesn't even drink his wine.
I don't drink wine.
No, right here. It hasn't been touched. Apparently, I'm the only one that drinks around here.
Richard's the only one whining.
I'm the only one whining. God, your putt-off game would be so, so amazing. Hey, did you know that there's an underground, like, pun world? Yeah, that's what my exact thoughts were, too.
That's where the Laffy Taffy jokes come from?
No.
That's probably true.
Tell them about it, Mace.
I haven't been. I was asking if anybody had heard about it, because I heard about it. It's like an improv thing. Like, have you ever heard of like Improv Olympics or like stand-up comedians?
Yes.
They get up and they just
Improv Olympics. Are you kidding me? Like, I follow them religiously.
Okay, so it's like, yeah, very funny.
Yeah. Paul, what's going on, man? What are you doing?
I just got a massage, man. My neck was hurting, so.
And you knew we were recording. You heard us talking.
I see the door open. And he's like, that means wine.
So, was that you making all that noise earlier? Yeah, well, that's probably Mace then. Wait, how are you next door? Aren't you next door, Mace?
I'm 8'11".
What are you, 8'13"?
Undisclosed.
This is not live. This is not live, dude. This is not live. Well, Trey was telling us about growing up in the mean streets of Sichuan, Canada. Sichuan. Anybody here watch Rick and Morty?
I've seen it before.
It's so great. Yeah. I love Rick and Morty.
Are they from Canada?
If I had a third son, he's definitely gonna be named Mortimer, so it could be Rich.
So his name could be Rich and Morty.
That's gonna be Rich and Morty. That's definitely gonna be it.
What are you doing?
Oh, you're sitting down.
He's gonna join.
You're bored. Okay. Well, Trey. We were actually just talking.
Have any of y'all eaten yet? I'm hungry. Ain't nothing to eat out here.
I know. Okay, guys, we're going to cut this shit off. We got like 5 more minutes.
I was just asking.
We should have his dad on. That would be a great podcast.
That would be great.
Would that not be great? I sat down to do a 15-minute interview with your father, and it ended up being we were there for an hour and 45 minutes.
I remember because he was supposed to bring me and come
yeah,
make
me some.
Yeah, he was
supposed to make you food.
Yeah, some
and you
pancakes.
Kept texting him. Yeah.
Wait, your dad? I don't think I've ever met your dad.
You haven't.
Do you tell your dad that I say the same shit he does?
Yeah.
You don't cuss in front of your dad?
Uh-uh.
I don't cuss in front of my parents either. Yeah. I don't. I don't care. Yeah, no, I don't cuss in front of my parents. And then my mom told me that like 50 podcasts in that she started listening to a podcast. I was like, Mom, this is not for you. I tried to shy her away from that stuff. Paul, man, how was your massage?
It was good.
Can you speak into the mic so we don't have the same, like, cheese?
It was good.
Oh, my God. You guys, it's just the amazing personalities we have here. It was good. Oh, we got to get you another wine. If we got you a little deeper in the wine, you'd probably be a little bit more
wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were talking about how Trey's, your injury in vacation led to Trey really having a really you signing that contract and be like, hey guys, I know I didn't disclose this before I signed my contract. I didn't disclose this, but my wrist has really been bothering me. And you made it through like what? How many games this year?
Was it 15? 16?
Because you were out there for 44 the stretch.
And then we had the emergence of Trey T-Mamba. Lyles.
Did you know that was
a nickname?
T-Mamba. Yeah,
chill
I know
out.
T-Mamba.
Chill out.
And you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's what I said. I told
people something that they might not have known is that Trey in warm-ups like was doing some things and you said your wrist was bothering you and then in the game is when it really kind of broke. So I kind of blamed it on Trey.
Okay, first off,
he didn't break his wrist, yes. Dumbass.
That's funny to you? You find that funny, Paul?
I do.
That's funny?
Yeah, so it didn't break. So
what did it do?
Kind of torn.
A ligament?
Yeah, you know what that means.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a break and a tear?
Bone versus muscle. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get the difference between them, but if you break something or tear something, it's not together anymore. Hmm. Semantics. Tell me more. Tell give me a pun right now. See
if you, if you really want to be on top.
I had one.
You wish you had a pun.
I had one.
Yeah. So what did you do during your vacation?
During my vacation, I went to Hawaii.
I'm not talking about All-Star break. I'm talking about what you do during the 4 months that you let Trey just
stretch
ball
the
out.
Yeah. It was more like two months, 2.5.
Trey was counting. Trey was like, shit. It's cool, man. Trey, man, like we still mess with you, man. Like,
appreciate that, man. You yeah, know, it means not, a lot coming from much, you. It means a lot.
Does it? Does it mean a lot to you?
Yes.
All right.
You
well,
seen them 15s at LeBron made for Ohio State?
My favorite expression is when guys are like, "We mess with you heavy." What does that mean? I've been hearing that.
I said yesterday, it's chunky in here. He said, yeah.
We ran out. Trey's
did
like,
any,
it's
did anybody by any chance see the paper plane going?
Yeah,
I saw it. I saw it.
Oh, man. We're not saying names. I'm not saying that. But yes, names. Last game, there might have been a guy in the fourth quarter on the opposing team have to clear a paper airplane off of the baseline three-pointer. I don't know. I refuse to say names.
It went
but
far. All I know is DA is the best paper plane maker.
No, so
I don't know if he 100%. Threw it. 100%.
No, but that was – I was like – somebody said something to me.
No, he didn't throw it.
Oh, yeah, no, he didn't throw it. No, he didn't throw it. He but
was he the know, architect behind
it? He was the architect.
Yeah. But it was just so funny. I was like – it was just so funny because, like, I love DA. DA is one of the best, like, vets, right, that I've ever been around. But I remember, like, we're standing up and things are kind of, you know, going a little sideways. And you look over at DA and he is so focused on his paper plane. He is all the way locked in. And I was like, I've never seen this shit before. It's like a fourth quarter playoff run and you got a guy on the end of the bench just so locked in on the paper plane. Like,
he's
locked
good
in.
At those.
He's amazing.
I'm going to have to watch for that now.
No. Well, Trey. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you joining us and telling us, you know, so much. Honestly, the conversation has been riveting. What are you playing, Candy Crush, or what are you doing right now?
I'm playing anything.
I'm trying to figure out is that sarcasm or are you serious?
They say time flies when you're having
fun. Oh, yeah. Wait, who's being sarcastic?
Are you being sarcastic right now, or has it really been riveting?
No, riveting is not the right word. Yeah, no. It's more of just like a slow death with a dull spoon.
Wow. A spoon.
Wait a second. Why did he laugh so hard? You gonna let him laugh so hard?
I wasn't laughing at him. I was laughing at the joke.
What was the joke? That wasn't a joke.
The dull spoon.
the slow death with a dull spoon. That wasn't a joke. Hey, I know. All kidding aside, I always appreciate whenever you guys show up to crack jokes. I know that Paul is the only person that really matters because he's got the wine. But for Ali Strum, it's not going to be that for very long, is it?
No.
Yes. Tell us about
thank
it.
You.
Come on, this is your
but no, it wasn't strong. It was stern.
This is an audio platform. If you don't turn that thing off.
Sorry, I want to eat more.
Yeah.
That was good. No, yeah, I got engaged.
Oh, why do you whisper it? Most people scream it to the mountains. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys are lucky to have each other. I cannot wait till Mace is engaged. Don't invite me to the wedding. And Trey, please invite me to the wedding. All right. We're out.